Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled One Dime Blues, is all about Etta Baker. Etta was born Etta Lucille Reed in Caldwell County, North Carolina, of African-American, Native American, and European-American heritage in 1913. Etta began playing guitar at the age of 3. She was taught by her father, Boone Reed, a longtime player of the Piedmont Blues, on several instruments. He was her only musical instructor. She played both the 6-string and the 12-string guitar and the 5-string banjo. Etta played the Piedmont Blues for nearly 90 years. Now, most of the songs in this episode are instrumentals. So let's kick off with a classic. Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad. Etta's family moved to Keysville, Virginia in 1916. There were 8 Reed children, 4 girls and 4 boys. Each of her siblings played instruments. Occasionally, Etta and her father and her sister, Cora, would play together at dances on Saturday nights. Here's a song with Etta on banjo and her sister, Cora, on guitar. Marching Jaybird. Thank you. By the time Etta turned 14, the entire family worked on a tobacco farm in Southern Virginia. She dropped out of school after 10th grade and was first recorded in the summer of 1956 after she and her father happened across the folk singer Paul Clayton while visiting Bowling Rock, North Carolina, near their home. Etta's father asked Clayton to listen to his daughter play her signature tune, One Dime Blues. Clayton was so impressed that he arrived at Etta's house with a tape recorder the next day and recorded several songs. Let's give a listen to that signature tune and the title track to this episode, One Dime Blues. Clayton recorded five solo guitar pieces by Etta, which were released as part of the 1956 album Instrumental Music of the Southern Appalachians, which was one of the first commercially released recordings of African-American banjo music. Etta was not monetarily compensated for these early recordings. Only after working with the Music Maker label later in life was she able to get her rights back for this music. Here's another song Etta recorded with her sister Cora. On the Other Hand, Baby.
On the Other Hand, Baby. Baby, that's why you sing your weight around. to do for you. You always tell me I'm wrong. I bring you home all my money, except a little I keep for expense. Everything I try to do for you, you always tell me I ain't got no sense. But on the other hand, baby, your loving is all. When you put your loving arms around me, honey, you make me forget about everything. Then I think about the lousy way you treat me. You always are raising sand. I know that you know that I know you got another friend. Half of the time when I'm at home, I have to go to the cafe and eat. And when you are gone all night long, I have to go down in the den and sleep. But on the other hand, baby, your loving is all. When you put your loving arms around me, honey, you make me forget about everything.
Etta once said she got inspiration for chords through her dreams. Sitting, it was like putting a crossword puzzle together. She has influenced many well-known musical artists, including Bob Dylan, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Taj Mahal. Etta married Lee Baker, a piano player, in 1936. They had 9 children, one of whom was killed in Vietnam in 1967, the same year she lost her husband. It was these unfortunate events that ended her playing career for many, many, many years. But she missed the consolation the blues brought her and resumed playing in the mid to late 80s. Here's a song she performed with Taj Mahal on their album together, John Henry. Thank you. Etta received the North Carolina Folk Heritage Award from the North Carolina Arts Council in 1989, a National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment of the Arts in 1991, and the North Carolina Award in 2003. She was nominated for several Blues Music Awards in the Traditional Blues Female Artist category in 1987, 1989, and her album Railroad Bill in the Acoustic Album category in 2000. Along with her sister, Cora Phillips, she received the Brown Hudson Folklore Award from the North Carolina Folklore Society in 1982. Let's close out this episode with Broken Hearted Blues.
Well, I've had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. I had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. Come on back home, baby, I'll do anything you say. Calling and calling, but no one answered me. I was calling and calling, but no one answered me. My mind's made up to jump in that deep blue sea. Blues came down on me like a shower of rain. The blues came down on me like a shower of rain. I looked around, baby, there's dancing all over my window pane. I've had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. I had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. Come on back home, baby. I'll do anything you say.
And that's all for this episode. Now, don't forget to check out Misty Blues and our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here's some upcoming dates, which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On March 29th, we conclude our two-month Friday residency at Dorothy's in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's been quite a ride. Now, digital pre-sales of our upcoming 25th anniversary album, Silver Lining, is available through our Bandcamp at special pricing. What I really love about Bandcamp is that you can also purchase and send an album to a friend. And what's better than the gift of music? So go to www.mistybluesband.bandcamp.com for the latest album. Once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.